Now I'd like to discuss what happens in a magnetic field. I assume you know what happens in the ballistic transport region in a magnetic field. If you just put an electron in a magnetic field, it goes in a circle perpendicular to the electric field. If it has a component of velocity along the magnetic field, that velocity just stays constant and the electron will spiral along the magnetic field. And now I want to calculate what happens when it's in the diffusive transport regime in a magnetic field. So I have here, this is basically the definition of mobility. The average velocity, this drift velocity, is some constant times the electric field. And this constant turns out to be the charge, the scattering time divided by the effective mass. And so I write that here. Here's the electric field, here's the drift velocity, and I've rearranged the mobility in such a way that I've written the equation as a force. So the force on the electron is the electric field times the charge. And if I rewrite this equation for the relationship between the drift velocity and the electric field, it looks like this, where normally you would have acceleration here, but in the diffusive regime, that gets approximated by the drift velocity divided by the scattering time. And I take this force equation and just substitute the Lorentz force in for the electric force. And this gives me the Newton's law in the case where there are electric and magnetic fields. And this is a vector equation. I can write out the three components of this vector equation, the x component, the y component, and the z component. When I wrote them out, I assumed that the magnetic field is only in the z direction. So then there's no, if the magnetic field is in the z direction, there's no z component of the magnetic force. No magnetic field appears in the z component, it only appears perpendicular to z. But all I've done here is written out the three components. I wrote out the cross product, and I wrote the three components of this force.